The Associated Press reports that Beto Pancho O'Rourke said he'd work with Congress to legalize 11 million people in the country illegally during his first 100 days as president. The AP began the story saying Beto Pancho unveiled a sweeping immigration plan to seek a pathway to U.S. citizenship for 11 million people in the country illegally. I don't think many would call legalizing 11 million who chose to enter our country illegally in the first 100 days of a presidential administration to be a pathway to citizenship. It would be an all-out instant amnesty with people having to do nothing to establish an allegiance to our country. Beto Pancho also wants to use your money to pay for 2,000 lawyers to represent those crossing our border illegally and asking for asylum. And that's not all. O'Rourke proposes taking $5 billion of our taxpayer money and sending it to Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, ostensibly to combat violence and poverty there. Well, 5 billion divided by the population of those three countries, 27,747,254, is about 180 bucks a person. Now, assuming 90% of the funds don't go directly into the pockets of the corrupt politicians who run those countries, O'Rourke's going to solve poverty with $180 per person. Boy, that'll do the trick. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m. and online at prattontexas.com.